podcast world. We are 3D up close and personal.
We're just introducing ourselves. My name is David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. 3D up close and personal. We're just three average people talking about romance. Now, we're not trying to give you guidance or saying that we are specialists in this, but we're just like you. We live life. We have friends and family. We watch media about romance. Today's our first podcast. It is about first dates. That's really just the beginning of a relationship. Now, I'm going to tell you, first dates can be nice and intriguing and fun. What about you guys? Can I get a little input?
Oh, yeah. There's always a sense of impending excitement, especially if it's not a blind date. I can't remember experiencing one of those. But if it's someone that you guys have already talked and prearranged and said, hey, we're going to start hanging out, and there's usually some feeling of an impending excitement, most of all. The thoughts are, okay, this could turn out to be something special.
Years ago, somebody sent me with a blind date, and she was visually impaired. She was gorgeous, beautiful young lady. We dated for a little while. Then we just split it off. That was truly a blind date, I guess you could say.
No pun intended on that one. Wow.
No pun intended. What about you?
Personal experiences I might have had in dating?
Yeah. For the listening audience, Danielle, she's our data lady. She goes online and does a little research about different viewpoints of relationships.
Yes. Probably wasn't the best experience, but it was a date where this guy invited me downtown to get some pizza. Went down there, had dinner, had a good time. It turns out he turns to me and says, hey, I ain't got no money to pay for this.
Who does that?
Exactly. So I was like, what? What are you saying? I was just super shocked and surprised. You know, I didn't really know where you were going with this. He said, what I need you to do is, I need you to be like, you're mad at me and run off. Act like we started fighting and run off. I'm going to follow behind you. I just looked at him stunned and just shocked. He didn't really say much. Then he was like, I'm kidding. I got the money.
He ain't playing. This is like, this might have been premeditated.
It might have been, but let's just say that was the first and last date.
Now I'm going to tell you about a date. I met this woman at the roller skate rink. She invited me over to her house. We're like young adults. What happened, it was easier for me to park across the street at a church, go across a four-lane road, and then go up to her house and get up in her subdivision. Apparently, she thought I was going to get lost. So I get there. We go in the living room. This is like April or May, and there's a Christmas tree. Do you guys have Christmas trees May or April? I'm thinking January 1st, it's gone.
I've seen that. There was a person I was dating that just, they kept their tree up year round. It wasn't a big tree. It was not the most obvious thing in the living room, but it was there, and they kept it up.
What about you? Had anybody that had a Christmas tree that was up?
Yeah, Christmas tree and lights outside. Definitely seen that before.
I like you got some experience dating some country people.
These are just people in general.
Like a first date. I see this tree and I'm like, you know, okay. I'm seeing spider webs on it. She said, you know, once in a while, this house is haunted. A ghost is Mr. George. We sitting there talking for a minute. This is first date. She's kind of cute. I'm just trying to see where I'm fitting in it. And then somebody upstairs stomped their foot. And she said, oh my goodness, Mom, Mr. George is here. And she says, oh my God. All the dates she invites over at Mom's house, she gets them parked over the church parking lot and walks across the four-lane road to get to her house. The last time he got hit by a car going back home. Now, if they really wanted to get me, they should have cut off the lights. If somebody would have cut off the lights when it stumped, they probably would have got. I'm not saying I would have ran out of the house, but I would have been starved. We talked for a while, and then I left out. I was paranoid going across the road. I heard later on through the grapevine, she set it up, and they just laughed, the family. I was the butt of the joke.
Aw, man.
It was the last date with her, yeah, of course. She's probably dating Mr. George right now. Probably got married.
Oh, my God.
Danielle, did you do any research about first dates or maybe first date nightmares?
I can say research that I did before was about turnoffs in general.
When you bring that up, you guys reminded me about this first date nightmare that I had. This chick was on the phone just texting away, having a text fight.
Were you guys at the restaurant or what? Can you paint the picture for us, please?
Yeah, we were out at the date venue. We were out at the restaurant together. And she's text fighting her former boyfriend And I mean, she really going in.
Before dinner or after? Because, you know, sometimes after dinner, you might have a little more tolerance.
No, she's doing this during the meal.
Oh, my goodness.
The meal, man. And I mean, she's very filled with a lot of passion with the argument, just really commenting on the stuff that he's saying and the stuff that she's saying back to her former boyfriend. I thought this was a classy person that I was meeting.
Basically, the outer shell was nice, but character. Yeah.
Yes, but the behavior, she was on bad dating behavior. Dating should be a time where I guess you turn your notifications off, hold off on answering calls that are non-emergency, texting your ex.
Which should be some type of phone etiquette.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
What happened after that? You ended the date, paid for the meal, and left, or what happened?
Yeah, I like the girl. I continued to see her for a while, but I just remember that just being an example of a first date turnoff. I don't know if I would call it necessarily a nightmare, but it was definitely a turnoff. Etiquette violation.
but it did give you an idea if we get intimate and get close that maybe our first argument, how passionate she would be proving her point to win the argument.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
That's one of my turnoffs too. I got a phone surfing and conversations during date. A food waster. They order something expensive, take a doggy bag, take it to go, and then maybe talk to them later. Did you get your food? I left in the car. I already know it's going to the trash. Mm. Danielle, did you find anything on the nightmares?
I'll read you one in particular that stood out to me. It's called This Cool Person. I had my eye on this guy for a while. After a few weeks of flirting, he finally asked me to go to a gig with him on a date. We went to the gig and we were having a good time. When suddenly his parents show up. Turned out he had invited them because he wanted me to meet them on our first date.
Oh my God!
Afterwards, he called me continuously. I asked him to back off, but he didn't. So I called it off completely. This ended with him begging me to change my mind by screaming, "I'm a cool person." Just kind of weird.
If we was going to juvenile age, where people are still staying with their parents, okay, you might meet him on the first date. The guy, he comes, picked up the young lady, dad's at the door with shotgun in hand. So, you know, I'll be back by 11.
That's true. Well, obviously, this person is not juvenile.
Might be the 40-year-old virgin. Just never know.
May just, you know, be weird.
You know, a lot of the dating scenarios that both of you are speaking on have to do with picking up for the first date, but their place of residence. You said the guy picking up the girl. I think these women be scared of me. They'll never let me pick them up. I'll be offended.
Crazy scared of dating.
I said, but I will meet you there. You're not coming to pick me up.
Keep this in mind, especially once you get age in your life and you get life experience, especially if you dated. Some people have a few people they dated. They got married. Some people, they had multiple dating. But the point is, baggage
claim.
Baggage makes somebody a little bit apprehensive on inviting you over the house to the first date, because what if the date goes bad and you might have stalker tendency?
Oh, no.
Or maybe you like them more than they like you. It's kind of a safety net, if you can understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess it just depends. You know, some people do date their coworkers. You might know this person pretty well, depending upon how you met them. So, I mean, I guess that's the determining factor.
Coworkers, that's cool. At the same time, a coworker can have a social mask on. You see the real person.
No doubt. It just depends if you know that person, how comfortable you are with them. Because, I mean, how can you really truly know someone anyway, honestly?
I had a first date one time. That was her birthday. I ain't got her a little gold chain.
Real gold?
For her. I was thinking that I might get lucky. We had a good time. We went to a movie and we got something to eat. We was hanging out with some of her friends. One of our friends was jealous and thought it was fake. And I said, look at the tag back there. It says 14 karat. She came back to my place and I took her home. Now, I wanted to see her again because I liked her. She was done with me. She stuck a fork in it. Life goes on. First dates, a list of stuff that you could do. A man-made movie, which would lower the price. The art museum, the history museum, free outdoor concert, or a picnic. Some parks, they have a boat ride you pay for. An airport landing strip at nighttime. You sit and talk to the person. You know, if the weather's nice, maybe sit on the hood of the car, or maybe take a couple lawn chairs, watch the planes come in, walk through the mall, drive around town. Daniel, didn't you say you and your boyfriend went out to a movie one time and you got free tickets online? How did you do that?
I always go to Google and just kind of type and see what kind of events are in my area. They might be low cost events. Just so happened to come across one that happened to be free. It was a real estate company. They were just inviting people to come out, free tickets, popcorn, soda. It was totally free. It was awesome.
Let's go. A couple more things. A poetry / spoken word event, an open mic night, firework display event. People are cutting corners financially, common people. Now, people with deep pockets, a whole different story.
I don't know if I've had a super high-end first date. I've definitely had some high-end dates, but I've also had some first dates on the cheap. They actually turned out to be pretty good dates. I remember going to the dollar show.
The movie had been running for over 6 to 8 weeks. It was new to you, but it was an old release. They was milking it before I went to video. Done that several times. Matter of fact, I went to a movie years ago, and the audience was booing because it was a little corny scene in the movie, and I yelled out, "What do you expect for a dollar?"
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know, like, this is a different time and era now. They people, the woman, she's texting the movie and she's got to take her click off. You know how to, you can have the click sound on your keyboard. I don't know how to turn it on. The phone is really my pet peeve, because if somebody's on the phone with the outside world, you need to be with those people. I understand in this day and age, you may have dated somebody with children, and it could be a single man with children, or it could be a single woman with children. And I understand you want to stay in touch with your children, kids, because, hey, mom, this is that. You got to have some flexibility. Sometimes I think the tactfulness or the courtesy, or if you got to take an incoming call during the first date or any date, that you keep it to a minimum.
Mm-hmm. Show some doggone respect with the person that you would. You take the call, and then later on you could be like, "I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry I had to take that. Sorry for the distraction." You know, just show some kind of courtesy or respect for the person that you're hanging out with.
Yeah. I thought of another place to go for a first date, like a Starbucks or maybe some kind of coffee shop. Have a cup of coffee and talk.
I've done that one. That's like almost a date where the people are not sure that they want a date. Okay, let's just meet and have a cup of coffee, or let's meet and have a drink.
I was going to do a meet and greet. I said, meet me on the Burlington Coke parking lot. Oh, no, I want to go out to eat. I said, I don't have money. She says, I ain't going to meet you. And guess what happened? We still talking this very day, but we've phone friends for life. I holler at them like 3 times a year. A birthday, Christmas, and Black History Month.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Black History Month is a joke, but the thing is, Valentine's Day is in February, which is Black History Month, too. So.
Yes.
So really, it's just going to be one day for the 14th. Sometimes when they get into a serious relationship, they may cut Julian off and they say, no friend for life. Did you see any nightmares?
Here's one. This situation that escalated very quickly. He picked me up in a Camaro that he was very proud of. On the way, someone cut us off in traffic. He pulled out a gun from the glove box and laid it on the console and said he might need it. He proceeded to drive like a maniac to cut that person off. Once he had, he calmly asked me if I wanted to go to Applebee's or Sazoli, because he had a gift card to either.
Needless to say, she lost her appetite. I'm just finishing that story for you.
Right. Or she might have tossed her cookies, because, you know, you ever heard of motion sickness? Some people get that when people driving wild in cars, or a motion headache or something. Basically, it's a double danger, because a car could be a 3,000-pound weapon.
Yes.
It depends on the values of the person, too. I mean, because there's some women, they might get turned on by that thug life, get turned on by that gangster, and you know, they're like, oh my goodness, wow.
I was dating a younger woman, and one guy, she might like a OG. What that mean? Original gangster? Original generation? He said, no. older guy, and then you're a quote unquote nice guy, that could be a problem because she'd be like, oh, he's soft. Stuff like that, it just won't last. Could you find anything about a turnoff?
Not paying attention, constantly checking your phone, not clear on who is paying. That was a big one for a lot of women.
Right. This society says the man's supposed to be an aggressor. Usually the women think, I can say that the man's going to take care of it. But that's not always the case.
I really want to try it out next time I take out a young lady to have dinner, and when it's time for the bill and the waiter gives it to me, I'm going to hand it over to the woman and be like, okay, you got that on you? I want to see how that works out.
Yeah, that might be your last date. I'm offended. I thought you were a gentleman. Oh, I'm in my feelings now. I'm feeling a certain kind of way. I feel like getting away from you. So, if you're attracted to her and you want to spend some more time with her, don't mess with her.
Going out with this chick for the first day, I was, you know, sometimes there's a mismatch. You know, the guy is excessively into the woman more than she is, or the woman's more into the guy and vice versa. Well, I was into this chick, but she was not into me the same way. You know, she was kind of into me. She was trying to put me in like the friend zone.
Not the friend.
And I was trying to get with that. And so when it came time to pay, she was like, oh, I'll pay. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Hey,
that was her way of communicating you not having to take care of this thing in the most typical romantic role of the guy taking care of Bill. I just look at you like a butt. You got to be careful what you ask for.
That's right. We're going to end this episode. I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl.
3D Up Close and Personal, the relationship podcast, with a new episode every Thursday. You can find 3D Up Close and Personal wherever you find your podcast, and is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG.
2024, all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe.
And share.